to start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
Clap. 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 Clap.
If I'm going, can I get out of jail? Another shot of whiskey and I- nos dicen para qué luchar. Muchos creen que no pueden más. Pocos creemos que todo es posible cada día más. Yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Yo quiero más, yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Yo quiero más, yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Yo quiero más, yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Yo quiero más, yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Gracias al día a día.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias por compartir. Gracias por tanta vida.
Arigato.
Utopía de seguir.
Gracias.
Nicosia, Colifa, Tatúe, Forni, vecindad. Las madres de la plaza. María Chichipita, Caimada da Galiza. Matando la maldad. Mapuche, Saharaui, Galpones de hermandad. La farsa del día no es una novedad, empezando por ver un asesino intelectual. Usa la política para especular, hablando a la gente como si fuera a cambiar. No te mata él, pero te manda a matar. Mientras los ricos dueños de la ciudad, los pobres más pobres ya no les queda lugar. Las almas se apagan día a día un poco más.
Yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Yo quiero más, yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Yo quiero más, yo quiero más. Yo quiero más.
love. Wrote my song words in love. My heart was left above. I've got to leave it now. I thought I'd never be shut down. But girl, I'm black and blue. So beaten down for you. Well, I'm beaten down in blue. Hours I should have kept at bay. I had no chance to get away. I can't escape my own escape. Even more when it's sweet to the taste. Red stairs lead sense astray. I look up and see the day. But girl, just lean over and say, lay me down.
Speech. And I said, you mean figure? And she said, no, figment, because she could never imagine it happening. But it did. When we first met, I played the shy boy. And when she spoke to me for the first time, my nose began to bleed. She guessed the rest. The next day, we went on a bus ride to the ferry. And when nobody came to collect our fares, well, I knew then this was something special. I couldn't stop thinking about her, and every time I switched on the radio, there was somebody else singing a song about the two of us. It was just like being on a fast ride at a fun fair. The sort you want to get off because it's scary, and then as soon as you're off, you want to get straight back on again. But oh, love is strange, and you have to learn to take the crunchy with the smooth, I suppose. She began going out with Mr. Potato Head. It was when I saw her in the car park with his coat around her shoulders that I realised. I went home and thought about the two of them together until the bathwater went cold around me. I thought about her eyes and the curve of her breasts and about the point where their bodies met. I confronted her about it. I said, I'm the most illegible bachelor in town. And she said, yeah, that's why I can never understand any of those silly letters you send me. And then one day it happened. She cut her hair and I stopped loving her.
Found within the swelling J outer ranks of the sexational cycle slots, those nubile nihilists of the North Circular, the lean Leonine leatherette lovelies of the Leeds intersection, Luftwaffe angels locked in the pagan paradise. No cash, a passion for trash, the tough Madonna whose Cro-Magnon face and crab nebula curves haunt the highways of the UK, whose harsh credo captures the collective libido like lariats, their lips pushed in the neon arc of dodgems, delightfully disciplined, dumb but deluxe, deliciously, deliciously deranged. Twin-wheeled existentialists steeped in the sterile excrements of a doomed democracy, whose post-Nietzschean sensibility reject the bovine gregariousness of a senile oligarchy. Whose god is below zero, whose hero is a dead boy, condemned to drift like forgotten Sputniks in the fool's orbit, bound for a victim's future. In the pleasure drones and ersatz bodega bars of the free world, the mechanics of love grind like organs of iron to a standstill. Hands behind your backs in the noxious gas of cheat-to-cheat totalitarianism. Hail the cycle sluts. Go, go, the glam gringos for the gonad-a-go-go age of compulsory cunnilingus. The dirty 30, the naughty 40, the shifty 50, the filthy 5, zips, clips, whips and chains wait for you to arrive. Hell's angels by the busload, stone stupid how they strut. Smoke woodbine still there, banjoed and smirk at a Swedish smut. Life on the straight and narrow path drives you off your nut. By day you are a psychopath, by night you're a cycle slut. On a BSA with two bald tyres, you drove a million miles. You cut your hair with played rusty players and you suffer with the pillion piles. You got built-in obsolescence. Oh, you got guts, but you don't reach adolescence. Slow down, cycle sluts. Motorcycle Michael wants to buy a tank. Only 29 years old and he's learning how to wank. Yesterday he was in the groove, today he's in a rut. My, how the moments move. Brute fun, cycle sluts. See, cacks on your originals. You pee-pee on his boots. He makes love like a footballer. He dribbles before he shoots. The goings on at the gangbang ball make the citizens tut tut tut. But what do you care? Piss all you tell them, cycle sluts. Now your boyfriend burned his jacket. Ticket expired. Tires are knackered. Knackers are tired, you can tell your tale to the gutter press. Get paid to pedal smut. Now you've ridden the road of excess that leads to the cycle slut. So you can dine and wine on stuff that's bound to give you boils. Hot dogs direct from Crufts, done in diesel oil. Or the burger joint around the bend where the meals thank Christ to skimpy. For you that sell the world could end not with a bang but a wimpy.
Cheers.
You're listening to the North American service of Radio Moscow.
Everybody, you're tuned to the North American service of Radio Moscow, broadcasting to the East Coast on 16, 19, 25, and 500 meters. This broadcast begins daily at 23 hours Greenwich Mean Time on 14 frequencies, 17.70, 15.52, 15.42, 15.24, 15.10, 12.05, 12.03, 11.96, 11.92, 11.77, 11.75, 11.72, 11.71, and 0.60 megahertz. Transmission in Radio Moscow's North American service to the East Coast closes down at 04 hours Greenwich Mean Time.
For developing specialization and for cooperation in production for a period until 1990. In Miami, Florida, the police and National Guardsmen are victimizing the black population. An international conference of solidarity with the people of Kampuchea has opened in Phnom Penh. Those were the headlines. Now the news in detail. The Soviet Union and Romania have signed in Moscow a program for developing specialization and for cooperation in production for a period until 1990. The signing is the result of a visit to the Soviet Union by Romanian Prime Minister Ilie Vedeț. He had talks with First Deputy Prime Minister Nicolae Tikhonov. Today, Ilie Vedeț was received by the General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party and President Leonid Brezhnev. Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin took part. President Brezhnev said there are good opportunities to advance cooperation with Romania. An official statement says those taking part in the talks voiced satisfaction over the fact that the recent meeting of the Warsaw Treaty Organization laid a good foundation to consolidate peace in Europe and elsewhere through combined efforts. Premier Vedeț has left for home. The Warsaw meeting between President Leonid Brezhnev and his French counterpart Valéry Giscard d'Estaing has drawn the approval of the world public, which welcomes the Soviet-French dialogue. The Polish Tribuna Ludu says that the meeting revealed the firm will of the participants to seek political solutions of the existing international problems. The French Humanité says the talks are to provide a fresh impetus to the easing of tension between East and West. The outcome of the Warsaw talks, however, has been received with irritation in Washington. State Secretary Edmund Muskie has severely criticized France. At a news conference in Washington, he accused France of having undermined trust and Atlantic solidarity because it agreed to negotiate in Warsaw, where initiatives aimed at reducing tensions were discussed. About 7,000 National Guardsmen, policemen, and armed white racists have launched an operation to appease the black population of Miami, Florida. Already 900 people have been arrested and there are hundreds of injured people in Miami hospitals. 20 people have been killed in street clashes. The outburst of indignation follows the acquittal of the four white policemen who have beaten to death the black Arthur McDuffie. A local priest has said that the white America has victimized blacks as though they were beasts. It is a throwback to a situation 100 years ago, he said. The events in Miami have sparked racial disturbances in Wrightsville, Georgia. The General Secretary of the United States Communist Party, Gus Hall, and the Executive Committee Secretary, Angela Davis, have issued a statement on racial unrest in Miami, Florida. The acquittal of four policemen who murdered a black American, Arthur McDuffie, the statement says, served only as the detonator for the outburst of just anger. The root causes, however, are in the racial oppression and cruel exploitation of the black Americans. Gus Hall and Angela Davis call on all progressive-minded Americans to come out in defense of the rights of Miami's black Americans. In Islamabad, where the Islamic Conference is holding a session, many representatives have criticized the United States' anti-Arab and anti-Iranian policies. The political committee has censured the unsuccessful American armed aggression and the economic sanctions imposed on Iran. Pakistan, which is in the chair at the session, has managed to put its draft resolution on the so-called Afghan issue under discussion. In this connection, observers note it is a positive move on the part of the Palestine Liberation Organization to have called for recognizing the Afghan government led by Babrak Karmal. Democratic Yemen, the Palestine Liberation Organization, Syria, and Libya have protested over the participation of the leaders of Afghan counter-revolutionaries as members of the Iranian delegation. In the occupied West Bank of the Jordan, Israeli soldiers have been ordered to beat all in the streets during curfew. An opposition member of parliament, Uri Avneri, has said this in the Israeli parliament. He demanded an immediate investigation of outrages by soldiers. The soldiers are victimizing the Arabs who protest against the occupation regime and the building of Israeli settlements in the occupied lands. The United Nations Security Council has passed a resolution censuring Israel's refusal to revoke the decision on the deportation of three Palestinian leaders from the West Bank of the Jordan. On the 8th of this month, the council demanded permission for the mayors of El Halil and Halkul and a Muslim judge to return home, but the occupation authorities refused to obey. The resolution again contains the demand to ensure the speedy return of the Palestinian officials to the West Bank of the Jordan. Anti-government demonstrations in Gwangju, South Korea, involved 100,000 people on Tuesday. They were demanding the resignation of General Chung Doo-hwan, security forces commander and director of the local Central Intelligence Agency, and the man who has virtually usurped power in the country. The demonstrators also demanded democratic reforms. For a short time, they occupied the editorial offices of two newspapers and a radio station, but they were dispersed by troops. In yesterday's clashes, the soldiers killed 7 people. An international conference of solidarity with the people of Kampuchea has opened in Phnom Penh. Delegations from almost 50 countries, including the Soviet Union, are taking part. The initiative to hold the conference came from the World Peace Council. International organizations should continue giving their humane aid to Kampuchea, the country that has experienced the tragedy of rule by the bloody Pol Pot regime. This is the main conclusion of a report published in the United Nations headquarters in New York. The report was submitted by a special envoy of the United Nations Secretary General. It says that international relief organizations successfully cooperate with the Soviet Union, Vietnam, and other socialist countries. The Italian Olympic Committee has decided to send its team to the Moscow Olympics, despite pressure by the government which has supported the American administration's proposed boycott of the Games. Earlier, an intent to send athletes to Moscow was stated by the National Olympic Committees of such West European countries as Britain, Austria, Belgium, the Netherlands, Denmark, Ireland, Iceland, France, and Sweden. The president of Finland, Urho Kekkonen, has said that the Olympic Games are the key event of the international sports movement and that they should be supported by all means. Interviewed for the Finnish magazine Me, President Kekkonen said that sports helps expand contacts and promote understanding between nations. The Finnish National Olympic Committee has already come out in support of the Moscow Olympics. President Kekkonen led the Finnish team to the Los Angeles Olympics in 1932. The Austrian Minister of Trade, Commerce and Industry, Josef Staribacher, has arrived in Moscow to attend a meeting of the Bilateral Commission for Economic, Scientific and Technical Cooperation. Since the commission was formed in 1968, trade between the two countries has grown six times. Soviet-Austrian business relations are based on long-term agreements. Cosmonauts Leonid Popov and Valery Rubin, working on board the Salyut orbital station for the seventh week now, today photographed the Earth's surface to study the planet's mineral resources. They photographed forests in Siberia to accurately determine the stocks of timber. It takes cosmonauts only 5 minutes to work with a camera to collect as much information as would take a plane 2 years or a ground expedition 80 years. A film festival of Asian, African, and Latin American countries has opened in Tashkent, Central Asia. It has attracted representatives from most countries in the three continents. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, and Chilean Patriotic Forces. President Brezhnev's message of greetings was read at the opening ceremony. With the aggravation of the world situation, it says, filmmakers can do a great deal to defend the humanitarian values of mankind. And now, to end this bulletin of news, here are the headlines again. The Soviet Union and Romania have signed a program for developing specialization and for cooperation in production for a period until 1990. In Miami, Florida, the United States police and National Guardsmen are victimizing the black population. An international conference of solidarity with the people of Kampuchea has opened in Phnom Penh. You're listening to the North American service of Radio Moscow.
Пробусил райд, вам хочу все отшить. Давно пора их из тюрьмы отпустить. Помиловать, как минимум, и забыть. А может даже орденом наградить. Быть может орденом их наградить. Ну или просто из тюрьмы отпустить. Ой. И вот чего еще хочу вам сказать,
давай,
что эту тему пора закрывать. Последние полгода только об этом. Куплете мило, но небрежно спетом. Не очень складно и внятно пропетом. Так своевременно и классно спетом. Еще есть мнение, что усирает. Господь послал нам, чтобы нас испытать. Кто будет требовать их наказать? Ключей от рая тому не видать. Господь всегда учил нас.
большого ума, лишь с ума да тюрьма. От лихой головы лишь канавы и рвы. От красивой души только струпья и вши. От вселенской любви только морды в крови. В простыне на ветру, по росе поутру. От бесплодных идей до бесплодных гостей. От накрытых столов до пробитых голов. От закрытых дверей до зарытых зверей. Параллельно пути черный спутник летит. Он утешит, спасет, он нам покой принесет. Под шершавым крылом ночь за круглым столом. Красно-белый плакат, эх, заводи самокат. Собирайся, народ, на бессмысленный исход. На всемирный совет, как обставить нам наш бред, бред, бред. Клянить волю свою в идиотском краю. Посидеть, помолчать, да по столу постучать. Ведь от большого ума лишь с ума да тюрьма. От лихой головы лишь канавы и рвы.
Восьмого вывели на круг, на провода из-под колес, да на три буквы из-под асфальта в тень ее под буйной головой. Холодный пот расходится в груди. Железный конь, защитный цвет, резные гусеницы в ряд, аттракцион для новичков. По кругу лошади летят, а заводной калейдоскоп гремит кривыми зеркалами колесо. Вращается быстрей под звуки марша головы долой. Поела моль цветную шаль, на картах тройка и семерка, бы хвостом сгоняя мух, с тяжелым сердцем лезет в голову бильярдные шары, а столкновения раскатились пополам, по обе стороны, да по углам просторов и широт. А за осколками витрин обрывки праздничных нарядов, под полозьями саней живая плоть чужих раскладов. За прилавком попугай из шапки достает билеты на трамвай, до ближнего моста на вертолет без окон и дверей. И в тихий омут буйной головой колесо вращается быстрее.
So, you know, calm down your toots before you start tooting.
Break.
Going to college, you're going to be working at a factory. What are you going to do, blow jobs on the side? You
Break.
Hey, it just so happens you don't know anything about college. You know, computer technology, I'm going into something like that. They make a little bundle more than you. It's a lot more advanced than anything you'd know. And if you start cutting on college kids, I got a lot of them who, you know, who feel the same way about I do, about people like you, a bunch of dummies who sit there, don't know what the hell's going on. Joe America, eat apple pie.
Boom, 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 boom.
Bomb Vietnam, you crazy fascist pigs. Why don't you get the hell out of America, you damn... I don't know about people like you. Suck on beer, watch football, and sit there and cuss on the rig. Does that make you impressive?
Yeah.
What with your factory fellas? I mean, you know, sweep off the gutter with them, you... Ugh.
Hey, oh, you're sweeping up with the gutter? Okay.
Mommy and Poppy paying your way through college? Why don't you go in the goddamn service and have the goddamn...
Such language. Oh, goodness. Oh, dear, that's terrible.
Get a deferment. You just suck my right nut, you cocksucker.
It just so happens that I have a better vocabulary than you, and I don't have to revert to pig language like you do. If I'm getting out of the draft, it's because the Vietnam War is immoral. You may say, oh, man, I fought in Korean War, I fought in World War II. Those wars I would have fought in. To protect the United States. But once you get assholes like you, who think every kid who's trying to get out of the draft is now no good, un-American, you're sadly mistaken, mister. You're really sadly mistaken. 3/4 of the guys who go in the service now are come out drug addicts. And did it happen during the Korean War, World War II? Not on your damn nuts it didn't happen. So as soon as you start cutting down draft dodgers, look at your own record. What did you have, a dishonorable discharge? Well, first you took out a, you were a draft dodger at first. No, excuse me. You took out a confidential farm and you were going to stay out, you know, be a farm boy or something. But finally the army caught up, so you went gladly. You sat in Fort Dix for 5 years throughout the war, and that makes you impressive. Try go to college. See their point of view. You apple pie eating Americans can go to hell because you don't know what the hell's hanging.
Right on. Look, you meat beater. Go to your backyard and jack off, will ya? Look, I was in the goddamn service and I didn't dodge no draft. I enlisted 3 long years in the service. I am going to come.
Hey, Munchkin, shut your mouth.
And I am getting my bachelor's and I will continue to go on and get my master's. And if you don't like it, you can kiss my right cheek and after you're done with that, kiss my left cheek and French with my asshole. If you don't like that, well, that's tough shit. Just eat what's coming out of it. And furthermore, you're just a goddamn draft dodger, and I'm no drug addict. I've never touched a drug in my entire life. The only drug I ever had was something that was prescribed to me by a doctor, a physician. You understand that, young man? And if you don't like it, you get over to 35th and Lincoln, and we will see exactly who is who, right outside of John's Bar on 35 and Lincoln. You don't like it? You'll be dead before the night's over.
Hey, did you hear that, everybody? He doesn't take drugs. Now, I wonder what doctors consider alcohol. Is that a drug? Yes, it affects the mind. What war did you sign up for? Colonel Sanders' rinky-dinky blowjob war in southern Kentucky? Hey, man, you don't know what's coming off apple pie eating Joe America? Draft dodgers, huh? You're just one of the unlucky few who signed up. You don't know anything that's going on. You watch Hunkley Brinkley on TV, and that's all the news you get. But what that boop poop shows you, you don't know what's going on, man. That's an immoral war.
Oh, fella, bite my poop poop.
Look at the language you're using. If you're going to go to college, use some of this college language, boy. If you have to go down the gutter language, hey, Kurt, idiot over here is trying to say that people coming out of Vietnam are, hey, you want to go Duke?
Bite me, you bunch of idiotic high school garbagers.
This kid over here.
Shut up.
No.
Did you, I mean...
No.
You don't...
Hey, shut up.
You didn't... That's right.
Hey, who is that? Hey, you, be quiet.
Why did you stay in New York?
The one you owned, the Crimson Knight.
Oh, yeah, hey, Crimson Knight. I'll just LFB sounded.
Who? Did you ever take...
LF.
Now laugh, you sound weak and under my skull.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
They take drugs everywhere. What's the difference? I never touched this shit.
Especially college.
Yeah, especially college. All the college is right now is a bunch of dope addicts. They're the ones that started this shit.
He's on a trip. That's what his problem.
Yeah, he's probably on a trip.
He goes to college.
Goes to college so he can get an inside.
Hey, is that guy implying my brother's a drug addict?
No. Just listen, will you?
The college kids are drug addicts. We'll be judged.
Hey, guy. Take your drugs and your garbage and your CB set, and are you two arguing about drugs and push them?
After you fall on the ground, unconscious.
Hey, come on, Mr. Apple-eating Joe Pie American, have you?
Woo!
Uh-oh, they're getting big with the words.
You watch TV, listen to the radio once in a great while, and learn if they're right.
You want
to
eat my apples?
Hey, this damn world needs changing. You're going to sit on your ass all day, watch TV, drink beer, watch football games, get sexually inhibited by doing that. And if you know what I want to, if you want to know what I mean by that, read the journal. And,
hey, somebody tell that college guy he's a little bit behind.
Some kids in his physique need to change it. Of course it's going to
take. Oh, goodness, I better open the windows. This basement is roasting.
Attention. I'm not saying that riots aren't a way to do it, but we're trying to do it yet. They're trying to get attention. Pollution.
Speaking of pollution, look what's talking about pollution. Who's polluting the air?
No. They wouldn't be brought up attention.
CB air, that is.
Car around, pollute, go to the...
Hey, Crimson.
Pollutants are flying in here.
Yeah, goodness. How's the modulation on this one?
Crimson is spreading through.
Okay, standing by.
You gotta have a stopping point sometime. And the kids now are realizing this. They're brought up in a world of turmoil now. Right.